Module 6. Exercise 6. Page 49.
I had always been interested in doing volunteer work, so when I learned about an opportunity that would let me do my part for wildlife and travel to one of the most beautiful countries on the planet, I thought, why not? 2 years ago, I had been working for a large advertising firm in the UK. I liked my job, so when I was first made redundant, I was very upset. Then I realised that it was probably one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. A month or so before I had found myself out of a job, I had been told about a volunteer project which was concerned with elephant conservation in Kenya. According to my source, what was needed was someone with a background in advertising who could promote awareness of a large elephant sanctuary in Africa. It would be my job to attract visitors and their money to the sanctuary. I had the right credentials, and so a very short time later, I found myself living and volunteering my skills in Africa. For those of you who don't know, it is a very sad fact that the number of African elephants has reduced by almost half since the 1980s. As you know, they are huge creatures, and they need very large areas of land in which to roam and find food to feed themselves and their young. What this means is that elephants often come into contact with humans, who view elephants as a threat to their lives and livelihoods. The Mwalaganji Elephant Sanctuary, where I was to be staying, was established in an attempt to do two things. First, to offer the elephants a haven away from illegal hunting, and second, to try and change the negative attitude held by the locals towards elephants. In what came as a pleasant surprise to myself, and the sanctuary's organisers, over 200 families volunteered to turn over their land to be used as a habitat for elephants. What this pleasant turn of events meant was that many elephants had had their lives saved. It also meant that the locals could now earn a living, not by killing the elephants for their ivory, but by managing the sanctuary and earning money from the tourism that the sanctuary attracted. Over a year has passed since I came to Kenya, and the sanctuary and the elephants are flourishing. For my part, all I can say is that it makes me incredibly proud that the volunteer work done by myself and hundreds of others has resulted in a place where the greatest beast on earth can live and roam safely and freely.